This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a new hip-hop course that's being launched at the Music Workshop. We want to hear all about it from our very special guest, Dr. Juliana Conti, and we want to congratulate her because she was just awarded her doctorate.
Thank you.
God bless her. We know she knows I'm going to say that, but she shouldn't have told me because I tell folks business on the air.
Thank you so much.
And Music Workshop is musicworkshopedu.org, by the way. She is the Director of Education and Equity. And we're also joined by the Music Workshop's advisor and assistant professor of hip hop. Yeah, we got professors of hip hop now, y'all. At, I'm going to say it right.
You got it.
The Ohio State University. I learned.
You got it.
Now, I respect the sports tradition, brother. I'm a Hoya, so I know what time it is.
You definitely know what time it is.
You got to respect the stuff. You got to say it right. Got to say it the right way. Wait, people on here. So we're happy to have them both here. Was Dr. Rawls, Dr. Conti, got these PhDs in here. And I was just sharing with Dr. Conti. I started my PhD program this fall. So we got two doctors and a prospective doctor. Now, Dr. Conti, I'm sure as you study Black music, you've obviously intersected with Black culture. As Black folks, we assign doctorates all the time. Anyway, when Carl's came out, I said, hey, doctor, that's no thing. You already got a doctor as far as we're concerned.
That's right.
How are you both doing?
Feeling good, man. Feeling good. How you feeling?
Fine. Happy. I'm good. Each of you. So first of all, Dr. Conti, tell us about the Music Workshop.
Yes, thank you. And thank you so much for having me and Jason as well. We're so excited to be here. Music Workshop is an amazing organization. Honestly, I wish that I had it when I was teaching music because we offer packaged professional development and free resources for every music classroom. We are a nonprofit organization. We create high quality, culturally responsive music programming for teachers. And our executive director, Amy Richter, she saw that music education programs were cut in her children's schools in 2012. And so she created this organization inspired by the power of music in her life, to create Music Workshop as a free resource for teachers. The courses incorporate music-empowered learning through the school day with active listening, social engagement, physical activity, and critical thinking.
That's amazing. So this is primarily for music educators.
You would think so, but actually it is quite accessible for all educators. I would say we really program to K-8, but even in 9-12, you can use our materials. We have, for example, different series on musical instruments, cultures from around the world. We've got different genres. We have a Birth of Rock series that is three individual courses. They all come with about a 25-minute video and then handouts for the students and for the teachers. Even homeschooling parents can use our materials, and substitutes have been known to really treasure our materials because it's lock and key. It's all ready to go.
Dr. Rawls, what's your role in this, my brother?
Definitely. I am an advisor. So Amy and Dr. Conti and the rest of the crew actually wanted to create a hip hop course for music educators and beyond. And they realized that, hey, we may not have the exact expertise in this. And so they sought out a few of my colleagues and myself, and we are official advisors for the program. So we are here in an advisory stance, and we are the culture. We are bringing that aspect to it and helping out in that respect for the educators.
Yeah, that's great. So is this a first of its kind, Dr. Conti, to have a hip hop course in a music education curriculum like this?
I would like to say yes, because I know that there are other organizations who offer hip hop education. And I know that Jason works on a lot of his own material as well with other organizations, including the National Association for Music Educators, NAFME. What we offer is a fully packaged resource that, with the exciting venture of hip hop, means that any teacher with any comfort level can incorporate these materials because they're pre-built for students. Yeah. We really try to take into consideration what the genre needs and deserves for equitable representation in a classroom for all students. And that can be a big challenge for teachers. So I think that we're the first, if not one of the first, to be able to offer this style of programming because it comes fully packaged for teachers to use in their classrooms.
What motivated musicworkshop.org to do this, to have a hip hop course?
Oh, our teachers. Absolutely. We get feedback all the time from our teachers, and especially with our Birth of Rock courses, which really do dive into the history of rock and roll and those nuances, especially between Black culture and the resurgence of rock in the 60s and 70s, and just those relationships across history. Our teachers were seeing that maybe they were comfortable being able to bring in a genre of music they may not personally be familiar with, but they know that their students want this. Their students are asking for it. They're hearing it in their classrooms anyways. And so we really try to listen to our teachers and give them what they ask for.
And that's the thing, Reverend Mark, being honest with you, man, as someone who has 17 years of K-12 experience, I taught middle school, I taught high school and everything. Hip hop is pop culture now. It's not just something that's in the hood or what, you know, whatever they want to say. It's everywhere. And so teachers are recognizing that, and they are seeing that they need these type of cultural nuances to be able to relate with their students. And the problem is many of our teachers may not be able to relate. And so they need this assistance. They need this extra help. And that's what we're here to give them.
Dr. Rawls, give us a teaser on what the course is like.
So the course is basically, Dr. Conti can give you all the details, but the course, from what we're giving as advisors, we're giving you all of the cultural aspects. So for instance, hip hop has four main elements, right? DJing, graffiti, b-boying, or what the media term is breakdancing, of course, right? And then, of course, the final element, the most popular, is MCing, right? And so those are the four main. And then, of course, you got knowledge and these other things that kind of fall into it. But we're giving students, and we're talking young students, just little nuances of what the culture is like, and giving them examples and things to look up and things to refer to, so that they can see that culture and not just see the rapper or the MC, so that they understand that hip hop is an actual culture. It's a way of life, and it's not just the music that we hear.
Dr. Conti, tell us more about the course and what do you want people to get out of it, students to
definitely
get out of it.
So the course is, again, primarily video-based, and it comes with many audio examples and visual examples. We take direct clips from sources across the history of hip-hop recommended to us by our advisors. We really lean on our advisors to know what is appropriate to share in describing the origins of hip hop. And we look forward to eventually having more series on this, especially global hip hop. And so for this course, it's the first, and it will include different activities for students. We have a listening section that really deals with music and life, and it has students close their eyes, sit, listen to music, and then share with their classroom what they hear, what they feel, what they think, what might they be familiar with. We have a Q&A sheet for teachers to be able to ask pointed questions from students, depending on their grade level, on what is age appropriate for them to really understand from the course. And we offer opportunities for connection to personal life, maybe some life experiences. What do they already listen to at home? What do they know from their family and friends outside of school? And trying to make those connections between what we learn in school and students' very real lives outside of school that drive a lot of their learning and participation and sense of identity and social cohesion with other students.
So now, just to be clear, when we talk about music education, is this to educate educators, so to speak, to be able to teach in schools hip hop? Are we talking about actually teaching the music or teaching the music appreciation or teaching the music history? What kind of application are we talking about in the classroom?
Yes. So this is directly for students. And I would say that teachers become facilitators and co-learners. One thing we hear from teachers a lot is how much they appreciate learning from our materials as they are learning with their students. Now, we always encourage teachers to review our materials before they show it to their class, just to make sure that it fits their students. And that goes for any subject. However, for teachers who do bring our materials into the classroom, they find that we are so content rich. No matter what, they're going to learn information. And I think going back to the confidence piece for teachers who may have fear with certain genres that they're really unfamiliar with, being able to learn with students is a great connecting point, because when students can see that they are learning with their teacher, it creates a level playing field. And so teachers are bringing it for their students, but they're also learning. And I think in the learning process, they might find opportunities for extension. So maybe the next day, once they hear certain students are saying, oh, I really love this artist, or I really love this song, or I remember when this historical event happened, the teacher now has a connecting point and can bring more of this content into their classroom to relate to other material that they want to teach. So it's a springboard, and it covers a lot of bases at once.
But I guess what I'm also trying to figure out is, and I know we've lost a lot of music education. Not long before she passed away, I had Mary Wilson on the show, who was one of the Supremes. And of course, we were talking about the history of Motown. And I said, Mary, what was in the water in Detroit? That all that talent came out in one place. And she said, Mark, there was nothing in the water. She said, we had music in school. We were taught music in school. That was one of the things that we had. And now we know how that's gone away. So I guess what I'm asking is, this the kind of course that could be or double as technically a music class? Or am I pining for something we used to have that people just don't do anymore? I don't know. And schools won't let it happen.
No, you're spot on.
Go ahead, Dr. Conti.
And then I'll pass it off to you for sure. I think that having been a music teacher, one of the pitfalls we can succumb to is really narrowing our scope on what is good music. And that's messaging that students are going to take away sometimes for the rest of their life. And so music teachers in particular want to broaden what they incorporate in their music classroom. So this course is music teaching. At the same time, a language arts instructor who wants to talk about the rules of poetry and creative writing can find a lot of lessons in hip hop and songwriting. And so then they can incorporate this course into that as well. It's really, like I said, a connecting point. I don't ever want to encourage replacing music teachers with our materials. We want music teachers to be using our materials, connecting with other teachers in the school who are also using our materials for different purposes. So it is music teaching, because no matter what, you're learning something from what we have to offer. And so I'm sure that Jason has a lot to say about this as well, because there's just so much content in this course.
Let's just be honest. The first thing that gets cut in any school budget is going to be arts, right? We're going to cut music. We're going to cut the arts, whatever. That's the first thing we cut. And the problem with that is, what we're doing is, yes, we're teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic. I understand that. And that's very important. But we're cutting out the culture. And that's the problem. And that's probably what Mary Wilson was talking about, because she's got Charlie Atkins and she's got all these things, got the school that taught them how to do and how to be and how to act, right? That came from people in their culture that cared enough about them to say, hold up, we're not going to let you go out in this world and make a fool of yourselves. We're going to teach you how to do this so that everybody can accept you. And you know what I mean when I say everybody, the masses, right? And so it's the same thing. When they take away music and that kind of thing and that culture out of the classroom, that's going to happen. But a class like this music workshop, the whole point is to give teachers who care enough, who want to bring that culture into the classroom, a way to do it, a means, a way to say, hey, I can bring this in. And we still have the standards. We have everything that their administration is looking for, which is probably important as well.
Yeah, yeah. This is incredible. So are either of you, do you consider yourselves, either of you members yourselves of the hip hop generation, or no comment?
Without question. I'm hip hop through and through. I'm so hip hop that I was using hip hop when I was teaching 20 years ago in fifth grade and got in trouble for it. But I was like, how am I not going to be who I am? And so I was able to relate to my students. And it's one of the reasons that I was good at what I did. And I fell in love with education for that very reason. And I think that this, a class like this, allows teachers to try something new and maybe even discover something new about themselves. And that's what Dr. Conti said earlier. It's like the teachers learn as well. And that's the most important thing. Because as a teacher, if you're in the classroom and you're not learning, you're doing it wrong.
That's right. That's right. No, you're not doing it the right way. Dr. Ross, talk, this is history. Tell us a little bit about the role that hip hop has in music history and in American music history, if not international music history, and the impact it still has today.
No doubt. Hip hop, born in the Bronx in the early 70s, from young black and brown people who were marginalized, who were told, you can't be, you can't do, etc., who created a culture out of nothing. And we call it creating something out of nothing, right? It's this idea of you don't have the resources to be able to do what you want to do, right? But I can't afford dance lessons. I can't afford to be able to go to Juilliard or do whatever, right? But I'm walking down the alley and I see this refrigerator cardboard. And I'm like, how can I repurpose that, take that and make that something? Oh, this can be an impromptu dance floor. And I can make this into something that I can use to express myself. And that's what hip hop is. And so hip hop has changed everything, because hip hop has reinvented the way people think about business, reinvented the way advertisers approach their products, and how Madison Avenue and Fifth Avenue approach advertising. Hip hop has changed education. That's why I'm here. Think about it. I am an assistant professor of hip hop. Think about that for a quick second, because every time I tell somebody that, they're like, say what? What'd you say? Because, you know, when we were in school, when we were in undergrad, that didn't exist. And if you had said that, somebody would have looked at you like you were crazy.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's here is a testament to what hip hop is, how hip hop has changed our culture. Hip hop is global. Hip hop is worldwide. And it's not stopping. As you can tell with this Kendrick and Drake thing going on, hip hop is everywhere. Okay. When you got Weatherman doing, they not like us on the weather, hip hop is taking over, and it's not going to change anytime soon.
Yeah. Now, and you got your own history.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about some of what you did.
Definitely.
You're a DJ yourself, right?
I am. I'm a producer and a DJ. So I'm actually, are you familiar with Mos Def and Talib Kweli?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You familiar with their first album that called Black Star?
Yeah.
So I produced a song called Brown Skin Lady.
Okay. Okay.
And so that was my introduction into the music industry. And from there, I've been blessed. I work with so many other artists, but I'm also a DJ and I travel the world DJing. I'm actually headed to LA next week to DJ and do more. I'm actually working on an album with Talib Kweli right now. So not only do I teach and educate, but I'm still actively in hip hop culture. So when you asked that question earlier, who's hip hop? I'm hip hop. It's what I do. It's who I am.
You definitely hip hop head. Talib Kweli, I count on him as a friend, as a matter of fact.
That's what's up. Yeah, yeah.
Tell him we spoke. Dr. Conti, what about you? You hip hop head?
I absolutely am. I love Dead Prez, Immortal Technique. Obviously grew up on Jay-Z and Eminem and a lot of 90s hip hop. So I definitely tend to really love the denser hip hop. A lot of words, a lot of deep content, and a lot of good beats.
Yeah. This is great.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Now, again, I want to be clear. Musicworkshop.org. Now, is this a class that will be offered in person, online? How does musicworkshop.org work?
Yeah, so this is online entirely, and teachers in about 30 seconds can create an account. They can enroll their school in our free back end of the website where they can access all of our around 35 courses with different genres, cultures and instruments and careers in music as well, which definitely goes into the hip hop focus because we know that being a professional musician isn't the only career we can have in music. And so with a free account, teachers can download all the materials they need to bring it right into their classroom at musicworkshop.org.
Amazing. And when does the class start?
Launching the school year so that teachers can plan to integrate it into their curriculum.
And what if I'm not a teacher and I want to take the course? Can I do that?
Absolutely. Anyone can create an account. We focus on teachers because we are an education agency. But if you're a homeschooling parent or if you're a fan of hip hop or if you're a fan of learning about music, our materials are great for you as well.
All right. Folks, musicworkshop.org. Check it out. This is meaningful. And people should really get involved. This sounds like fun. You mentioned the four areas, Dr. Rawls, breakdancing.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be teaching breakdance? You all want me to teach the breakdancing part of the course?
I was waiting on you to bust a move. I'm like, what's up? When are we going to see it? Let's go.
Of course, y'all need a breakdancing teacher. Just let me know.
Hey, man, we'll give you a call ASAP. Dr. Conti has written down your information.
Awesome. Absolutely.
That'd be great. folks, I'm actually in, I reside in the South Bronx right now. I wasn't here when it was founded. I moved here in the South Bronx almost a decade ago.
Okay.
But I'm right here at 161. You know where that is.
Yes, sir. No doubt.
As my audience knows, Yankee Stadium is already my second home. But I'm
right I was about to say, you right by the stadium.
And you still see elements of the culture right here, even in places where you would least expect it. Folks, this is great. Hip hop has changed the world and continues to have an impact on so much. Let me ask you before we go, just to you, Dr. Rawls, we know the positive history. We know there was a change.
Sure.
And folks tried to go in another direction. Some still are.
Yeah.
And I guess for you too, Dr. Conti, as the course talks about the music, will it get into that? Will it get into what were the most positive years and the most positive artists and the most positive sounds, and then talk about how the shift and maybe what impact the corporate industry had on promoting the shift into something else? Because at some point,
you stole my thunder.
At some point, with all the music, corporations get in and they say, this is how we want the music. Said, no, that ain't really what we meant for the music to be, y'all. That ain't what it is, whether it's hip hop or anything. But capitalism and marketing, we want this. Is the course going to get into that?
Dr. Conti, is the course going to get into that?
We don't shy away from history, I will tell you that. But I know that you got the script today, maybe. And I guess my question for you, Jason, is what were your recommendations in helping us build this course content? And is that something that is important to include in a hip hop course?
So I'll say this. It depends on the age group, right? We're not going to take our first graders and second graders and go through that type of thing. But as we get to middle school, I think it's important to talk to our students about certain artists. And I'm not going to name any names on this podcast, but certain artists may not be as positive as other artists. And so I think it should all be talked about, though, because here's the thing. No matter how much you want to say it, it's all hip hop, right? The thing is, as you said, Reverend Mark, you already knew the answer because you just said it. Corporations and politics and the people with the money, I call it the machine, pushes what they want you to hear. And so for those of us in society, let's say, who don't search for other kind of music, you'll never hear of an artist like Mos Def if you don't hunt for Mos Def. But if you hunt for it and find something different, then you support that with your dollars and your streaming money and your and that kind of thing. And if you do that, then these corporations will have no choice but to focus on the positive. And that's what I always tell my young people, because young people get tired of hearing the same old gun, sex, murder, and all that things as well. And so a lot of my students, when I turn them on to other artists, they are so impressed, they love it, and they want to find more of that. And so it's just about us as the adults educating them and just opening that door. That's what it is. As they get older, I think it's definitely something we should have a conversation about.
And if I can, sorry.
Please, no, please.
If I can add to that, just on the side of the organization that really tries to equip teachers with this kind of material, what we see is a benefit of hip hop in school as something that supports the well-being of all students. Because when students feel validated for their music taste, and when they're also guided to find ways to find new music, that is a role that teachers have that they can play in all students' lives. And when a teacher is able to see the importance and the power of students' musical interests, that can do wonders for not only the students' commitment to that class in particular, or to music as a whole, but what we are teaching students is how to find more of what they like, how to be comfortable listening to something that isn't familiar, how to understand the connection between people and music and self-expression and identity, and all of these areas that are really important, but may not be explicit in how we teach it in schools. And one last important piece for Music Workshop is that if there is a teacher listening who's thinking, this is all fine and great, but how do I even feel comfortable continuing on past the material in the course on music for hip hop? I would say we have a new professional development program on music for well-being, where we talk about the importance of incorporating students' music interests in the classroom and how music as an interdisciplinary subject benefits students when it's integrated across all school subjects. We have a course for music teachers, and then we have a course for general educators, because like hip hop,
right,
they all deserve a place in the classroom.
And there is that intersectionality.
Absolutely.
Very important. How many of our kids would be more interested in the STEM fields if they heard the poetry and creativity and all that, and where it all comes together and flows together? And it'd be important for our young people to hear some. We just had some fun stuff in hip hop. Y'all, we just had a good time sitting around in the summertime listening to My Adidas. I still had fun hearing it. Just light stuff, folks, make you smile and laugh. I tell y'all, I was on a panel years ago at Reverend Sharpton's organization, National Action Network, and it was about hip hop. And I think the title was What Happened to Hip Hop? And two of the brothers were like you, Dr. Rawls. They had PhDs. I don't remember their names, but they were experts in the field. So they got in and gave all this academic stuff. But it got to me, which I do not have a PhD in hip hop.
Yes.
They get to you. Thank you. And it was, so when they get to me, what do you think happened to hip hop? I said, y'all, these brothers have already laid it all out academically. I'm going to sum it up in three words. And those three words are two live crew. And the whole place fell out laughing. And the PhD said, you know what? Everything we said, y'all forget it. He's right. That's what happened to hip hop. That's literally what happened. But folks, we know that there are different aspects of the music.
Yeah.
It is a rich history, and it still impacts us. And with the work, obviously, Brother Rawls is doing, and artists like Mos Def and Talib, they're taking it back. It's bringing it back to where it ought to be. And again, it's everywhere. It is still probably some of the most downloaded and music, by all races of people. Okay, so that's important to understand.
Yes.
Musicworkshop.org. Find out more there. Dr. Juliana Conti at musicworkshop.org. Just fresh out of school with her PhD in music education. That's heavy. That's out. PhD in music. Right. So she is a doctor, an expert in educating folk about music. Y'all, check that out. She's a director of education and equity. You thinking about going back into the classroom yourself, Dr. Conti? Are you trying to do something or what?
If it helps me help teachers, absolutely. Maybe not on a full-time basis as the music teacher, but I will be in classrooms if that means that I can get support from music teachers, see what they're doing, see what they need, see what we can do for them.
That's wonderful. And Dr. Rawls, where can people keep up with you and music speaking, where you DJ and whatnot? You on Instagram?
Yes, sir. My Instagram is at jrawls82. JRAWLS82. And then if you want to know more about my education side, it's jr.com. So itsjayare.com.
All right. Want to thank you both, Dr. Conti, Dr. Rawls. This has been Lightning again, folks, musicworkshop.org. And folks, hear about this class and let's encourage it everywhere and encourage these types of classes to be taught where your children attend schools.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And as Dr. Conti said, more and more folk are doing homeschooling. Make this a part of it as well. Musicworkshop.org. JRawls82 on IG. Thank you both.
Thank you so much for your time.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Already know.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.